This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, I have to say the most popular guest we've probably had over all these years and the most fascinating guest in my book is back with us tonight. And we were going to have the Jimmy Hoffa deal tonight. Charles Brandt was going to be here. The movie, Robert De Niro, all of the talk about all of that. And that's all still coming. We're going to do that maybe in about 30 days. He contacted us over the weekend, said he was sick, couldn't make it. We were planning on having our good friend L.A. Marzulli on anyway sometime in the next 30 days about his new movie. And so our producer was able to get in touch with him and we were able to work it out tonight. Fantastic news that he is with us live tonight to talk about his new movie, On the Trail of the Nephilim, The Mysterious Mound Builders. And L.A. Marzulli, welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, Jim, great to be here. Happy New Year to you. And thanks for the wonderful kudos in the beginning. Really appreciate that.
I'm hearing him just very faintly in my earpiece. Maybe we need to run boost the levels. Are you still there, LA?
Yes, I am. How does that sound?
Oh, there
now?
There we go. Okay, now good. Now you're what we call in the old days of CB radio. You're 4x4.
There you go.
10-9, good buddy. 10-4, whatever. All right. Good to have you with us. And I'll tell you, I watched the movie today, and I loved it. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But I want to start by asking you about your whole situation. You know, people don't know that maybe if you haven't heard the news, L.A. lost his house in the fires that took place a few weeks ago in California. And so he's been going through a lot. He had a GoFundMe set up. We've told you about this, folks, in the past. But L.A., any update for us before we talk about the movie?
Well, you know, if you had told me 63 days ago, that was the day the fire happened. We were in Dallas at the John B. Wells conference when it hit. And my daughter was able to get some of our computers out, some of the cameras out, stuff like that. But we lost all of our inventory. Our business was basically shut down for, you know, basically 60 days. The inventory is thousands of dollars. And if you had told me 63 days ago that we would buy a house and we'd be moving to Oklahoma, I would have looked at you like, what? You're out of your mind. And that's precisely what we're doing. We went to Oklahoma City because of Bob Ulrich and Gary Stearman. And we have other friends that are there also. We feel it's like a core group for us. And We found the house, and when we went there looking for houses, we had no intention of buying anything or anything like that. We found this one house out sort of in the boonies. It's on 3 acres. It's just beautiful. It's everything we could ever possibly want. And, you know, some of the contributions that people gave us are enabling us to do that. I want to set the record straight here. Some of the naysayers, just only a few out of the thousands of people who have contributed, but I just want to set the record straight that when we took the insurance policies out, we had a house and a guest house, and both of those structures combined, it's about, the house is 1,700 square feet, and the guest house is about 1,000 square feet. So you're looking at about 2,700 square feet. The tea house, which was a dining room, an outdoor building, but it was fully winterized, was another 200 feet. All that to say this, we found out from contractors that building prices have jumped like crazy because of where we're located also up in the mountains. So, you know, for $250 a square foot, which is what we thought we were insured for, not so fast, Citizen. It's more like $450 a square foot. So there's no way we can rebuild. We don't want to rebuild, and we're basically underinsured. You know, when you just a word to the wise out there, you know, this is great because you guys talk about this on your show, money and the way things work. When an insurance agent comes and talks to any of you who are listening and says, well, how much personal property do you think you need? Well, $50,000. That sounds like a lot of money until you start adding it up. And my books alone, just the library alone, which everything burned in the fire, was probably, I'm just going to guess, $30,000. To replacement cost?
Well, and the memories, the memories. Yeah. I mean, some of these books, yeah. Like, I don't know about you, but I get a lot of authors that will personalize and sign books to me. And
exactly, same with me.
That's gone forever.
Yeah, when I'm rounding out that number to $30,000, we're not insured for that. And so, you know, you think $50,000, wow, that's going to buy us back stuff. And then you start going through the rooms, we add it up. Without any problem at all, well over $100,000. So the GoFundMe account, you know, there's no way we can wait here 2 or 3 years to get a building permit and then build the house. We could only afford basically to build the main house. We wouldn't be able to build the studio. It doesn't make any sense financially. So we are putting up the property for sale. And the other thing people don't realize, we lost all of our equity, Jim. All of our equity, 34 years of paying mortgage on that thing, we lost all of our equity. And that's irreplaceable. So I just want to thank those of you who have contributed. Part of that money will be used to print books, and we've already got some of those things in the works. When we get to our new home, the books will be shipped there rather than shipping here in Thousand Oaks and then trucking them halfway across the country. So that's where we're at. I will be doing a PPS report tomorrow, the first one in a while. Also an Acceleration Radio on Tuesday, and that'll be up on my YouTube channel. So I just want to thank the folks again. And out of the, you know, I think we had 3 naysayers out of like probably 3 or 4,000 people who actually.
Oh yeah, you have that, and it's interesting because you know anything I do online, you know, I was in South Korea filming all of this beautiful footage of the mountains, and I'm in South Korea, and I just put this up on YouTube, and then you have people like the first thing is like a thumbs down, and I'm like, what could you not like about that video I just posted? You know, it seems like there are people sitting out there just waiting to be negative.
Nothing better to do than to tear somebody down. It's just, especially, you know, we lost, and I mean this, we lost everything. We had my wife's suitcase and my suitcase. We had some camera gear with us. My daughter was able to get out some of the computers, some of the hard drives, and some of the cameras. But none of the lights. So she missed a couple of the cameras that were in one of the storage rooms. And, you know, it's just and all of our inventory. So we lost absolutely everything. There's nothing salvageable at all. End of story.
And if people want to, they can still donate right at LAMarzulli.net.
Yeah, they can go to our site and go to a PayPal account and donate there. And, you know, we really appreciate the outpouring of love. And we feel like the Lord is leading us to Oklahoma. We're not sure why, but there's a lot of pluses already. If we sell the property, and we will sell it is up for sale, the burned out lot. And if we sell that, that's our retirement, basically. That will recoup some of our equity, not all of it, but some of it. So that's what we're hoping for.
Before we hit our first break here, I'm just going to tell you this again. The last time I'd said it to you, you would be helping so many people. If once you get through all this, you do some kind of a round table, and I'd love to be on it with you, with some like insurance people to say, to help people understand what insurance does and doesn't do on your home.
Exactly.
People don't understand it. They're underinsured. This whole thing about do you need flood insurance or not? People don't understand that. And they get wiped out because of flood insurance, hurricane insurance here in Florida. This is such a complicated area. And, you know, when your whole house burns down with everything you've accumulated your entire life and all you have is that insurance policy, man, that's just a tough position to be in. And if you're listening tonight and you're not sure about your coverage, get too much. I mean, get more than you think you need. That's always the thought. But we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the movie here, The Mysterious Mound Builders. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Super excited to have him back with us. L.A. Marzulli, he has a brand new movie out, part of the On the Trail of the Nephilim series. And this one is called The Mysterious Mound Builders. And I watched it today, and probably no one will start an interview with you, L.A., but me on this. But I love the drone shots. I was like, I love those. It's like, this was like the perfect one to be using all those drone shots. And you really get a sense of how big these mounds are. And especially the one over the snake where you can see the snake. Man, that really made it, those drone shots.
You know, at the end of the film, there's a composite. I'm sure that's what you're talking about. And I composed the music for it. I kind of borrowed a little theme from Scheherazade and changed it, of course. But that's the nexus for the music. But it's a string piece. It's sort of an orchestral neoclassical string piece, and that's what you're hearing as you're looking at this incredible aerial footage of these mounds. And you know, you mentioned the Serpent Mound. I've been there three times, and when you're there, yeah, you kind of get the feel for what's going on, but you really can't see it. They've actually constructed a 2.5-story tower there. And even when you're up on the top of that tower, Jim, you really can't see it. I mean, you can see almost most, you know, part of, you know, almost the whole thing, but not really. It's only when you're a couple of hundred feet in the air with the drone shot that all of a sudden the whole thing just goes into focus. And that's how it is with all these sites. And these sites are absolutely ginormous. And, you know, to think that somehow all the dirt was carried one basket at a time, we're just not buying the theory, as you know, you've seen the film. But, yeah, the drone shots just bring it into focus. Who is the prince or the power of the air? Of course, that's another name for Lucifer, the fallen cherub, the fallen angel, Satan. And why is it that many of these sites can only be appreciated from the air? And I think that speaks volumes.
And you know what's so interesting to me is, I mean, you're a lot of people would say, if you were to start talking about this sort of thing, the Nephilim, these mysterious mounds, skeletal remains of giants, they would think this is all science fiction. But when you watch the video and you actually see this, the feeling I started to have today after watching the video was, what is the government hiding? I mean, clearly this has been deleted from all of the science and history books, and it makes you wonder why. And I love the section where you have the Native American who comes on there and on behalf of, you know, the entire, you know, all of his people says, well, we can go on record saying we didn't build these. And that's sort of the last thought as well. The Native Americans must have built all these, but then you can't explain so much of it, not only his denial, but isn't the Serpent Mound like aligned with certain things up in space as well? I mean, there's technology there that can't be explained, especially for when these were built.
Exactly. And we're drilling down into that. By the way, I just want to let your listeners know this is an ongoing series. It's our hope to get minimum 4 out per year, which is very ambitious, but at least 4. We're right now in post-production on Mysterious Mound Builders 2. And we're getting into the mathematics, which are embedded in these sites, which some people talk about, most people aren't aware of. You know, the average Joe on the street isn't aware that, let's say, the Great Circle Mound has all these incredible ratios that are built into it. The Serpent Mound, you mentioned the astronomical alignments. Yes, they point to lunar alignments. They'll point to the open mouth of the serpent, points to the summer solstice sunrise. All these are very deliberate. And when you get into the mathematics of the Circle Mound and the Great Circle Mound and the Octagon Mound in Newark, Ohio, as well as other areas, all of a sudden it goes off the rails. And it's one thing to talk about, you know, taking digging sticks and flint hoes and using the antlers of deer. And it's another thing to actually go out in the field and do it, which is what we show in the film. And, you know, we'll get into that when you ask the question. But when you start drilling down in on this whole facade, which is in every natural history museum, from Ohio down to the Gulf of Mexico, and I've been to many of them, and it's always the same party line. Native Americans built this one basket of dirt at a time. Not so fast, citizen. There are 10,000 mounds alone in Ohio. And the bottom line is, how does a hunter-gatherer people who are busy, remember, there's no refrigeration, All right. Any meat that they get, they either eat it then or they smoke it, and that becomes beef jerky. That's what it becomes. Whether it's venison or buffalo or what have you, it's the same. It becomes jerky. Same thing with the salmon. And I get that. That's the way they live. It's a hunter-gatherer group of tribes. There's no one's doing agriculture per se, although some of the tribes get into it later. But for the most part, these are hunter-gatherers with not a lot of leisure time. And what's interesting is when the white man came into Ohio and they saw the mounds at the Great Circle Mound and they asked the First Nation Native American people who built these, they said, and it's a matter of public record, we don't know it was here when we arrived. It was here when we got here. We don't know who built it. Other tribes insist the giants built it. So what's amazing is, we get into the film with this. There's this guy called Cyrus Thomas. And in the 19th century, there was this great debate going on. People looked at the mounds and said, there's technology here. We're not sure how it was done. But we don't think Native Americans built it. Maybe it's one of the lost tribes of Israel, the Atlanteans. I mean, there's all these crazy, wild theories. I get it. And the Nephilim really wasn't talked about because that wasn't, you go back 150 years, most people didn't even know what the Nephilim were. Some people did, but most people didn't. So this guy, Cyrus Thomas, goes, well, this is what happened, folks. Native Americans built the mounds, but guess what? They forgot they had done so. And that is the prevailing paradigm, which is taught in archaeological schools and courses all over the country. If you want to get an archaeological degree, you better write that down there on your test paper. Otherwise, you will fail the class. So people are indoctrinated into a paradigm that was created 150 years ago, roughly, by this guy, Cyrus Thomas. And, it's like if you go against that, you don't get tenure, you don't get your degree, and that's it, you're out of here. And this is the prevailing paradigm that exists today in academia, in the scientific community. So what we talk about, and we're getting into this in the second field big time, how is it that Native Americans recall with great clarity they're warring with the giants with red hair and six fingers who were cannibalistic? How come they all, from Maine to California, have stories of these giants, but they have no stories about building the mounds? Don't you find that curious? Is it selective amnesia? And we get into this. You see, the thing is,
it makes no sense. And that music means we've got a hard break, LA. We'll come back and pick it up there. And we're going to talk a little bit more after the break about the Nephilim, why they might have built these sites, and they're all over the country, including not far from where I'm broadcasting tonight in Central Florida. More after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
I was listening live, and then the tens of thousands that will be downloading this show later in the week. You can all find La Marzulli at lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net. You can get your copy of the movie. It's $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And you can also donate if you want to the Fire Relief Fund. There's a link for that as well, all at lamarzulli.net. In L.A., going back to the mounds here, these are all over the country, including I was kind of a little bit excited to notice in the movie that there's one of these not far from where I'm broadcasting right now in Central Florida.
They are everywhere. And what's amazing about this, many of them are hidden in plain sight. And when you go to these places, if they're national parks or they're state run or whatever, in many of these places, you can't fly a drone, you can't photograph, you can't make a movie. It's just amazing. Other places, of course, you can, like the North Circle Mound, they don't care. And I flew the drone. We had access to the Octagon Mound, which is now a golf course. And that was all part of this North Circle Mound. And it was basically 3 miles square. 3 miles square in wow. antiquity. The amount of dirt, and I want to get into this. You know, these people, these archaeologists insist that Native Americans move the dirt one basketful at a time. Okay, so we get that. So how did they do it? Well, they used these flint hoes. Okay, so we hired a guy, a flint knapper, who makes replicas for museums. That's what he does. We hired him. We spent $350 on a flint hoe. We also used a deer scapula and had another hoe, same guy, out of that. So we had replicas. And we went out next to a place called Poverty Point, Louisiana, where the second largest mound in America it still resides today. And so we hired a flint laborer. He takes this flint hoe and he goes out and we time him. And he's digging in the same type of soil that's right near Poverty Point. And we time how much time it's actually going to take to dig one bucket of earth. And then we estimated that bucket, 30 pounds. That's what it weighed. And we took the bucket and he walked and he made a little pile of dirt. It would take to build Poverty Point, which is 390,000 tons of earth, it would take one man 26 million single buckets of earth. And that's just one mound. That's just one. And we don't even talk about how was it compacted? How was the dirt compacted? You see, when they have these theories, but when you press in and you go, well, has anybody actually taken a replica of the hoe and gone out and see how much time it would have taken? Or how many buckets can a guy do in a day? 26 million buckets? That's just one mound, Jim. There are 10,000 mounds in Ohio alone.
And these are people, you know, the Native Americans, of course, were fighting for their next meal, you know, just trying to survive in the elements. And they have time to be digging these millions and millions of buckets of dirt. It doesn't seem to make any sense. Now, talk about the remains. Some of these pictures where there are remains of giants with the six fingers. Is this the case in all of these sites that remains have been found? And the Native Americans, they don't say that, well, these are our people from, you know, hundreds or thousands of years ago. They don't claim that they're part of their tribes or anything, do they?
No, they do not. In fact, Chief Joseph comes on the record stating that the giants were, they were cannibalistic and they were sexually perverse. Mm-hmm. So the tribes went to war with the giants. This is a matter of Native American oral history. I mean, it's there. But the archaeologists and the anthropologists dismiss it as mythos because most of them are ardent Darwinists, and there's no room for anything like giants and the supernatural. And I get that. And that's what we're at loggerheads. People go, L.A., why as a Bible-believing Christian should I care? Well, you should care because these are the fingerprints of the supernatural. It shows us that the Nephilim were real, that giants once roamed the earth, that the Bible is true, that everything I'll be talking about, Jim, goes back to the seed war, which is first mentioned in Genesis 3:15. And if we don't come to grips with the seed war in Genesis 3:15, which basically says your seed, and this is Jesus, I believe, the pre-incarnate Messiah talking to the serpent, your seed will be at war at enmity, your offspring will be at enmity at war with the offspring, the seed of the woman. The offspring of the seed of the woman eventually becomes Messiah, we know that. But just three chapters later, the seed of the serpent erupts in what we know as the Nephilim. And then it continues right up until the cross, and then it basically goes away. And that's why everything changes. And it's a completely different way of looking at the historical narrative, because what we see are fingerprints of the supernatural, which directly correlate to the biblical narrative. And that's why the series, On the Trail of the Nephilim, and I'm just going to say that it's going to be at least 20, 30, 40 programs. It is going to be a series. We've filmed in Europe. We filmed on the island of Malta. We filmed in Switzerland. We filmed in Portugal, all over the place. And we're going out, America's Stonehenge. We're going out again two times this year, and we'll be filming. So we've already got enough in the can for like 4 or 5 one-hour-long presentations. And that's why you've seen the first installment. I'm working on the second one, and I am excited. Because what we're uncovering, you know, Ancient Aliens on the History Channel, they do a really good job. They've covered some of the same sites, but they always spin everything back into ancient astronauts. So we're saying, yeah, somebody visited this planet, but they weren't astronauts. They were fallen angels, and the biblical narrative is true. And that's the narrative that I embrace, because we are at war in an unseen dimension with these nefarious entities. And while they're no longer using the mounds the way they used to, some of these places are still highly charged. And so when you go into these places, you need to pray up.
Like the serpent mound, I'm looking, you know, when I looked at that today on the video and I saw the drone shots, it's quite breathtaking how large that site is. And you really get the full idea of what's there from the drone. Obviously, there's a serpent there, which fill in the blanks for us. I mean, it doesn't take a Bible seminary degree to kind of start connecting the dots that this was all built as a site to honor the serpent. Is that your thought?
What it is, and this is why it's so remarkable, that undulating serpent in the Ohio landscape is in the act of swallowing an egg, not giving birth to an egg. Serpents don't do that. It's in the act of swallowing an egg, which hails back to Genesis 3:15. It is an in-your-face that the serpent will destroy the seed of the woman, which is exactly what Genesis 6 is all about, and Noah's flood. That's why we're doing this, Jim, because it brings the Bible alive. It shows us that there's a supernatural worldview, and the remnants of it are hidden in plain sight for the most part. The problem is the Darwinists have held control over the narrative. But there are people pushing back. I mean, Tim Alberino, Steve Quayle, Jim Vieira, who's not a born-again Christian and necessarily doesn't believe like we believe.
He's been on the show with us before to talk about the Giants.
He's a great guy. He comes in on the film, in the second film. Hugh Newman, again, he comes in. So, you know, we're picking from different people to weigh in on this. Chief Joseph Riverwind, of course, he'll be in a featured guest in pretty much everything that we do, if we can get him on. But Fritz Zimmerman and I are sort of like host and co-host, if I can, you know, be bold enough to actually say that. Because Fritz and I, you know, Fritz has written two books on this, and he's been to many of these sites, basically 600 mound sites. I haven't even come close to that.
Wow, there's hundreds of these sites. That right there is sort of breathtaking. You're talking about how much it would take to just build one of these mounds, and now we're talking about there are hundreds of these, maybe thousands, and we don't even know where the others are. We'll come back from this break, our last segment. It'll be 10 minutes in length, so we'll have a little bit more time. And I want to get into, is there anything unique about these particular locations? And what exactly were these sites supposed to be or do? All of that and more when we come back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Two millennia ago, a culture that is still unknown to us today erected thousands of mounds throughout the Midwest United States, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. It is the subject of Ellie Marzulli's latest film, On the Trail of the Nephilim, The Mysterious Mound Builders. And LA, I wanted to ask you, do you have a theory as to what one of these locations represents? Is it just, we're going to create this mound in honor of Satan, in honor of sort of our war with God? Or is this a landing strip for a UFO? I mean, what exactly is the idea behind one of these sites, if we know?
Well, let me just jump over to America Stonehenge, which is very interesting. And we'll be filming there. Again, in April, we're going back and doing another. We've already filmed 6 hours there, but we're going back and filming again because there's just way too much information. There's a sacrificial table that's there. Okay, this site is a Phoenician site. There was a stone that was discovered, and the provenance for this can be it came out of the area where the stone table is erected, and it says to bow of the Canaanites. And, you know, the Canaanites were a Nephilim tribe. This was a sacrificial site where human sacrifice was employed. And, of course, many of these sites, even the North Circle Mounds, there were charnel houses there where they would burn the dead. But there are also, people believe, human sacrifice was in many of these sites. And it's global. It's not just in America. Many of these ancient sites go back to human sacrifice, and it sort of begs the question, where does this come from? Who's whispering in whose ear telling him, well, you got to sacrifice a virgin, otherwise you're not going to get crops? And who do they sacrifice the virgin to, or the young men, or whoever they're sacrificing? So it's very complex. These sites are highly charged, in my opinion. They were ritualistic, many of them. And a lot of them line up, actually, with the solstices, the winter solstice, the summer solstice. When you get into the numerology behind them and the figures and the numbers, the mathematics, it's staggering because there's no way. We had a surveyor. See, this is what I mean. This is real research. And I don't know whether any archaeologist have ever actually hired a surveyor and surveyed the moat in the Great Circle Mound in North Ohio. That circle mound is about 1,200 feet in diameter. The thing is huge. There's a moat on the interior of that Great Circle. We hired a surveyor, Todd Willis, to go out and you know, measure it. How level is it? Guess what? It's pretty much dead level in 1,200 feet. And I asked him, and it comes on the record, how did they do this in the ancient world, Todd? They have no surveying tools, and the only way you can do it is to dig down and pour water in it and then see where the water goes and see if it's, you know, level. And then, I mean, you know how long it would take to do that? And the same thing with the actual circle itself. I mean, these people, whoever did this, had no surveying tools that we were aware of. So something else is in operation here. The Octagon Mount, which is part of the Great Circle Mount complex, it's called the Newark Earthworks. And we really get into this in the second film. There is advanced mathematics. It's trigonometry. This thing is so big that when I stood in it, you know, yeah, I can see the other side of the octagon, but it's like hundreds of yards away. It's just, how did they do this? How did they keep it straight? How did they know what they were making to begin with? And it's one thing to make a normal octagon, eight sides, on a piece of paper with a straight edge and a pencil. I get that. But how do you do a glyph like this where you can't check your work unless you're above in the air? So we're looking at some kind of technology which has escaped us, because we still don't know how the Native Americans compacted the soil. Now, they say, well, we found antlers and all this other stuff, yada, yada, yada. Okay, great. How did they compact it? And there's no, I mean, there's not like a big rolling stone that they found, or huge stones that with holes in them or whatever that a bunch of people could pick up and compact the soil. And some of these mounds, like I think of Miamisburg, which is an Edina mound. And again, Edina is a fictitious name. They don't know who built it. So they assign names like Hopewell, Edina, Mississippian. They have no idea what these entities, whoever they were, call themselves. This mound, you can't walk up the side of it. I mean, you can if you're like a climber or something, but it's that steep. And that begs the question, did they erect scaffolding? How did they build the mound? How did they do it? How did they compact the soil? And we all know that when you just heap up dirt and you don't compact it, when it rains, it's going to erode. These things are thousands of years old. So when I talk about mysterious mound builders, other than sitting in an archaeological class and regurgitating the party line that Native Americans built this with flint hose and the antlers of deer and digging sticks and all this stuff, one basket at a time, we went out in the field, like I stated earlier in the show, and we did it. 26 million buckets of earth. 26. You know how many dump trucks that is? To give you an idea in perspective, if you stack dump trucks end to end, it would be about 200 miles long. 200 miles long.
And there's no chance that when you look at the drone shots, some people might say, well, maybe these are just natural occurring mounds that you know, just happen in nature or whatever. When you look at the drone shot, you can see that everything around for miles is flat until you see the mound. And that's why you know it's not a natural occurrence, that somehow Mother Nature didn't create that through some sort of, maybe it's a volcano or an earthquake or the plates shifted or something. You can hear them struggling for an answer, but when you see all the flat land around there, nothing adds up.
Yeah, they are very extremely deliberate, extremely deliberate.
The picture of you on the cover, which I know that's you up, that little tiny dot is you on the cover, because I saw, you know, in the movie, I see you standing up there, and it's sort of like those pictures where they put the human hand next to the object to show you how big it is, to show you how big these mounds are. And you see LA up on the top of one of these mounds, and you can barely make out that it's a person. He's like a tiny speck up there. This is the size of these mountains. Would you go so far as to say that we're looking at something as intelligent and incredible as like the Great Pyramids when we look at these mounds?
I'm right there with you. I think the Great Pyramid is about 12,000 years old, not 3,000 or 4,000 years old. The Egyptians had nothing to do with it. It was there when they got there and they just reused it. They've never been able to figure out how do you get the granite stones, which are above the King's Chamber, from Aswan, which is 500 miles away. So, you know, this is what I mean. The mainstream archaeologists have held just sway over all this, the academia and the scientific community. And, you know, none of this should surprise us. Because when we did it, I'll just skip here. When we did the DNA testing on the elongated skulls, and our team, you know, we had a donor who was incredibly generous and gave us a lot of money. And we spent upwards of $200,000 to do the DNA testing. That's what it took from start to finish. We're the only team that I'm aware of that actually has tested the Paraca skulls. And we discovered that there are morphological differences within the skulls themselves, which are genetic, which have nothing to do with cranial headboarding or cranial deformation at all. You would think that would raise eyebrows because the mitochondrial DNA showed that these skulls came from the Middle East and Europe. It rewrites history. And I stand by that bold claim because the DNA, we had 58 samples, 28 of those were sequenced. I mean, how many samples do we need to do before people can start ruling out contamination and looking at the morphological differences? But the scientific community doesn't care, and the academics don't care because it goes against the existing paradigm. And I'm not accredited, so I'm a non-entity. They won't even look at me. I can't join their club. And yet we're out there in the field doing real research, talking to people, hiring surveyors that go into a Great Circle Mound. I don't know whether anybody's ever done that since.
And you wonder, just like with the Great Pyramids, if these could actually... these mounds could be built today. Like if we took today's technology and today's machinery, could we build these as perfectly as they were built back then? Probably not.
I would say with the mounds we could, because we've got dirt compaction and all this other stuff, and we can definitely duplicate that today with earth movers. And you know,
could we line up all of the mathematical sequences and everything else as part of this?
Trigonometry and all that, we've got trig, we could duplicate some of it, but it's very difficult. And again, how would you know, you can check it today.
Right, and how would you do this thousands or tens of thousands of years ago? L.A. Marzulli, it's been a fascinating hour. Check out his website, lamarzulli.net. You can get the video. You can also continue to help him with his relocation, with his GoFundMe, lamarzulli.net. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.